something you have, and you depend on something I have, and we're in a fair exchange. And let's say that you give me something, and I will pay you Tuesday for the hamburger today. So what happens is this exchange process goes on, and if somebody owes you something, and they give you something, and they owe you money, and you've gotten something, or you owe them money, and they've gotten something, then what happens is you've got, if you owe, there's a time lag between. And so, have you ever been owed, somebody owe you money? How many have been in that boat? And how many of you actually had a degree of anxiety because in the future you're wondering if they're going to pay? Have you ever had that before? Okay, so what happens now, the second you get out of instantaneous fair exchange, when payment is due and services are rendered, the second you get out of that, in that exchange between two differentiated people specialized in our commodity market or whatever market, the second you get out of fair exchange, you automatically now have the possibility of moving from instantaneity into what is called diachronos. Diachronos is through time instead of instantaneous, synchronous. And when you do that, you start to have a flux of time, and the longer that time, the more the anxiety of fear and the more guilt that you put yourself in that situation. Now, on the other side of the equation, they feel guilty that they haven't paid, and they have fear having to come up with the money. They're late. So if you generate, by having a non-fair exchange instantaneously, you increase the probability of fear and guilt between two people, and fear is a future imagined emotion, and guilt is a past remembered emotion. Both of them are based on distortions of space-time, which I could go into, but I'm not yet. And in the process of doing it, you automatically disempower yourself by being out of fair exchange. So the mastery of business in fair exchange is actually the mastery of being present, which is a spiritual phenomenon. Or a nomenon, better put. So we awaken spirituality by maintaining fair exchange. And fair exchange means, so what happened is because of this dynamic, wisdom came along, we rose above that paradox, because that's a paradox, a contrary opinion. Now, you owe me, or you should pay, and all that. You rise above the paradox, you go to a metadoxical level. The metadox then says we must solve this paradox by rising above it. So what they did is they created what is called interest. The purpose of interest was to keep people interested in paying. So what they did is they charged you an interest on every delay, or charge you interest on advanced getting. Make sense? So in other words, if you loan them money, there's an interest paid, or if you owe money, there's an interest paid. Either way, so the purpose of interest was to keep fair exchange present, to dissolve fear and guilt. How many of you ever given a service and had to delay on the payment and felt that fear and guilt and distracted yourself from the highest priority of your business because of that? Or had that division of yourself in the company, if you're collectively the company and that division of the company was distracted and had to increase its overhead and its cost because of that unfair exchange? So the purpose of that was it eventually makes somebody pissed off enough, if that makes any sense. Pissed is purposeful, inspired, spiritually saving person. So what happens is you have this, you get pissed off enough to where you eventually put an interest charge on your services if they don't pay immediately. So what that does is increases the probability that they will pay you, because there's a law of moral hazard. It goes back to Alfred Marshall's principles of economics. The law of moral hazard says that people will pay according to the penalty applied. The greater the penalty, the more they'll pay, the faster they'll pay. The penalty must be exactly equal to whatever is highest on their value list. So if, in other words, if they have a credit card that's 18% and you don't penalize it 18% or more, then they'll pay the credit card before they pay you, won't they? So you have to find out what their priorities and their penalty systems are, and you have to match that penalty system in order to make it instantaneous to you, or you got to charge the equal interest to get it paid. So now the idea is that fair exchange is a spiritual phenomenon. Unfair exchange is a physical phenomenon. The physical phenomenon is an entropic function. It's made out of matter. Matter undergoes the law of entropy and goes towards disorder. And the noumenon, which is a spiritual system, is the opposite of entropy, which is sometimes called negentropy, which is a spiritual phenomenon. So there's a law of matter, which is entropic, which takes from order to chaos, the direction of it, tendency towards chaos. That means if you don't put an interest charge on it, your business will tend to go to chaos and increase its overhead. And if you do put an interest on it and keep it in fair exchange, you bring order to it. Order is fair exchange, and in the process of doing it, you evolve it. Because you are appreciative when you do something and it's paid around the spot, don't you feel appreciative? And when it's not and there's a delay, don't you feel less appreciative? And in, therefore, appreciation is just